Chapter 6. The Artist. Although at first I got confused and self-conscious when Miss Della Hunt came to visit me, I gradually became calmer and indeed began to look forward very excitedly to the days when she came. I still couldn't talk, but somehow it didn't seem to matter an awful lot when I was with my new friend. We seemed to have a strange, unconscious language of our own, and understood each other without consciously expressing ourselves. As I became further attached to painting, I began to feel happier and more tranquil with myself. Yet it wasn't just painting that made me so happy. It was the fact that I painted, not just to please myself, but to please someone else, my lovely dream girl. Not only was she always very pleased to accept my little paintings, but she actually looked forward to them. That was the great thing about her. She had a talent for making me feel important, for making me feel useful and responsible. I painted very badly. All I did or could do were horrible little landscapes with great lumps of brown and green all over the paper and a huge sticky sea of blue for the sky. But Miss Della Hunt always spoke of them as if they had been great masterpieces, and with this encouragement, I began painting better and with more confidence. Then one December day, a few weeks before Christmas, I was flicking through the pages of the Sunday Independent with my foot when I saw the announcement of a Christmas painting competition for children from 12 to 16. I was just a little past 12, so I could enter. I looked at the announcement again. There was an ordinary black and white reproduction of the picture that had to be coloured, showing a gay ballroom scene and Cinderella dancing with her Prince Charming in the middle of the floor, surrounded by the other dancers, all in elegant costumes. I called Mother in from the kitchen and showed her the news about the competition. "Try it," she said. I shook my head and mumbled something about not being good enough. "That's silly," said Mother. "You don't have to be a genius. Just try." I did it better than I thought I would. I paid Cinderella special attention. I made her quite a glamour girl, with pink cheeks, golden hair, and a beautiful blue dress. Her white satin slippers appeared from under her dress like two little mice. I painted Prince Charming's uniform a bright purple with tiny spots of yellow in imitation of gems as an artistic touch. I painted both their eyes blue, though I put a spot of green in the princess. I was satisfied when I had finished the picture. I didn't want to enter the competition itself because I didn't think I had any chance, but Miss Della Hunt said I should enter it without delay. I went more carefully over the picture, adding a few more touches here and there. Then I got Mother to seal, stamp and post it to the newspaper offices the next day. Then, on the following Friday morning, there came a knock on the front door. I happened at the time to be painting in the kitchen, sitting on the big round table with all my paints and brushes around me. Mother answered the knock and found it was a newspaper reporter along with a photographer from the Sunday Independent who had come to see me. Miss Della Hunt had gone to the newspaper people and told them that one of the pictures sent into their office was done by a boy who painted with his toes. When the reporter and photographer came into the kitchen, I was just putting the finishing touches to a tropical South Sea island in a blue lagoon, complete with waving palms and golden brown beaches. Hearing the door being opened, I looked up. The two pressmen stood and stared across the room at me, with Mother a little behind them. "It's true," I heard one of them exclaim in a sort of awed whisper. The two of them were then brought over by Mother, and I found out who they were. "We found it hard to believe, Mrs. Brown," they said. "But now..." They asked Mother many questions about me, and as she told them my little story up to that age, they became more incredulous than before. At length, they took a photograph of me sitting on the table with a paintbrush between my toes and an easel in front of me. It was my first photograph. The next Sunday morning, I was lying in bed with Peter, halfway between sleep and wakefulness, when Father ran up the stairs, burst into the room, and pulled me up into a sitting position. "Look! Look!" he said, waving a copy of the Sunday Independent before my face. "See? You've won!" It was true. There on the centre page was the photograph they had taken of me the previous Friday. Father carried me to the kitchen, where all the family were eating breakfast and talking excitedly about my success. Mother came up to me as Father held me in his arms. "Never stop trying, Chris," she said as she kissed me. And my dream girl? She came too, later on in the day. She took my hand in hers and kissed me on the forehead, saying she was proud of me. My left foot and I had done it again.